conversation, never on the block.
Leave me by the bar.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Bars open.
Welcome to a Bar Podcast with a conversation that on the rocks, but it's straight up no chase. I'm your boy C4.
And it's your favorite bartender from the Wet Bar, Champagne.
Yeah, we back with another episode. As y'all can see, we definitely got a special guest in the building. Entrepreneur. I'm gonna let her introduce herself though.
What's up, everybody? It's Miss Millie in the house. Thanks for having me.
Miss Millie. Miss. Look. Watch the Millie. You see the Millie on that? Mellow. That's Mellow.
I was like, that's close, but no cigar. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Anyway, tell people what you do. What's going on? What brings you to the bar?
Well, you know, I think that's a very loaded response. So I'll wrap it up and say is I connect the dots. So I kind of bring things full circle with my life story, with what I've done in my entrepreneurial work, and now it's back around to my community work. So I have a candle company. I'm a co-host on a pod called Sneakers. I'm a project manager. I do event coordinating. I work for a nonprofit. So I got a lot going on. I'm a mother.
A mother?
A mother.
I'm a mother.
I'm a mama.
She's a mother.
Yeah.
I low-key, when you started saying, I was like, she practiced this shit. She was
not at all.
They know practice, huh?
No, it's just kind of like, what do you do, girl? Tell them. Tell the folks.
So what are we going to talk about first? Because you do have a lot going on. So what you start first? What did you get into first?
What did I get into first? Actually, what I did get into was I started a daycare. My best friend and I, that's how I started my entrepreneurial journey, was with daycare.
Like scratch. Like this is the first thing that you got into, period.
Yeah, I got my degree in criminal justice, was working at a law firm. Then I started a family, and that just wasn't an ideal situation for me.
Okay.
My partner at the time was working for the fire department. It was just like, we both can't be going all day and then stay having kids. So I had a friend, my best friend, she had multiple kids. I had kids. We were trying to figure out how to turn parenting into a hustle. We were the stay-at-home moms. Everybody in the neighborhood needed help. So we were like, all right, well, let's just freak it, get paid off of it. And then we started that way.
Some cash.
And then she was like, hey, you know, if we get licensed, it's even more money. And we got hella kids, so let's figure it out. So that's what we did. So shout out to Lauren, my business partner for life.
Cash. From kids to cash.
Well, I like that. Even coming
to Tater Tots Family Daycare.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Oh, yeah. I think I heard of Tater Tots.
So we're still licensed. We just Diana kids right now. We're on another journey.
You need to have some more kids.
Yeah, no.
Not you per se.
Oh, okay, I'm going to say.
That's out. Nah, that's dope.
In that case, so, keep the doors closed.
That's how it started. And then I wanted to pivot, try something different, go a different route. And I love home decor. I love candles. And so my best friend, again, encouraged me, like, why don't you just make some? You should just do it. A lot of people in my family kept saying the same thing. Like, oh, you should just do it. You're creative. Try it. See what happens. So I bought a kit and sat on it for months. And then finally one day she was like, do it right now.
So I got
make
questions.
A candle right now.
I got a lot of questions with that because I tried to do candles. I tried to do a lot of stuff.
I'm about to say you did it if you
yeah,
did
I
it.
Did it. Yeah, I did. I did a few things, but the candle business, how did that go and what made you like you still doing it, correct?
I'm still doing it.
Okay.
Yeah. So shout out to the relaunch, to the pending.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
What's the candle company called?
Melt by Millie. We specialize in massage candles that you can melt down and pour on yourself or a partner.
Boom.
No pressure. It's all skin safe. So we work with all skin safe ingredients. That's how it started. I wanted to get into that world. And then
to BDSM.
Yes, a little BDS.
Not necessarily.
I said, get out. You got help for me.
Yeah, not necessarily. Just into a space where it was something different. I started doing this like at the peak of entrepreneurship. Everybody started something, and it was just an oversaturated market. So I had to separate myself from what everybody else was doing. You go to a pop up, you see 10 candle companies. What's going to make you come to my table? Right. So I started bringing in different elements that people weren't familiar with. Like, oh, you could pour this candle on you. It's not just burn it. It's a vibe. You could burn it and just light your, you know, infuse your home. But there's also something else you can do. And then I equipped them with a playlist.
Yeah.
So I added the playlist vibe and then the vibes were for sale.
I'm gonna go first.
Because I seen something on I ain't gonna name drop that app, but we all been scrolling on it. I seen somebody do something real cute on that app, and I was like, damn, I ain't seen nobody in California, because I do a lot of vendor events, so I come across a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I ain't seen nobody do it. But since you're interested in other lanes,
yeah,
girl, you should do the butter candles.
Yeah, holla at me.
The compound butter. Yeah. Oh my God, girl. You know, I just graduated culinary school, so I know how to make all the butter. Yes, oh, yeah. And I'm just not interested in it. But I was thinking about it. I want to bless you with it, girl. Congratulations. Yeah. You just won a free business idea.
That's crazy.
Serial entrepreneurs.
Anyway, okay. Hello, sharks. I'm here for. But no, that's dope. I'm always interested in expanding and tapping into other markets and what I can do with the brand. Because it's a brand as a whole. It's a lifestyle brand. So I'm selling vibes. It's not just the candles.
That's why I said the butter candle, because I'm like, oh, you doing home kitchen? Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, we're dropping some recipes with it. Yeah.
And then I've been seeing, have you guys ever seen the candle melts that it looks like food? And
yes, I love her channel. I watch it all the time. Sticking it.
It's so crazy to me. Like, I just seen chicken, and then all of a sudden,
she started ripping it apart, putting it in a thing. It'd be so confusing.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, what separates a regular candle from a candle you can put on your skin? Like, what?
It's the wax.
The wax is like.
So I use the skin safe wax. The base is coconut. So it's basically like heating up coconut oil and pouring it on your body. But it's scented. Yeah. So it's my aromas. I'm in the kitchen mixing the scents.
That's the hard part.
That's what it is. So it's like pouring cologne on you, or depending on the vibe. Like, you know, I have candles for men, candles for women, depending on who you're pouring it on.
I would probably really enjoy that on days where I really want to get a tattoo just so I could just
feel the burn.
Yes.
Like, it won't, yes. So the wax only gets to a certain temperature.
I know, but like sometimes you just want to, you just want to self-harm in a safe way.
Well, right. That's what makes it safe is that it won't, you really into the beauty. She keep trying to pull us there. Yeah. Not there.
She said it, I was like, I couldn't even get it out of my mouth. Like,
yeah, it is.
She grabbed the glass too, like,
yeah, we're not there.
Because it just is like, dang, that's crazy. Then she just start bringing this stuff up.
No. But the wax only heats to a certain temperature, so you can literally touch it while it's on fire and it will not burn you. I take it around sometimes, let people sample it, because people are fearful. Like, they get intimidated by something that's different. So it's a lot of that. Wait, what?
Pour it on you in a little.
Yes, not that. Those are regular candles.
Don't give me this.
Don't do that.
Now it's letting us know the movie secrets. Like, whole time it was soy wax.
Or
a candle hot dog.
And it was really,
Shit. I know. Back then, they didn't tell what they was doing to make a movie.
Yeah. If you gain weight for a movie, lose weight for a movie, put yourself through the trenches.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, what else is a part of the Millie brand? We have candles.
So we have the candles. I'm also the co-host of the Sneaker Podcast.
Oh, so how is that? You're a sneakerhead.
Yes. It's super dope to be able to do something that I love. It's easy to just talk about. Sneakers are conversation starters, you know, they're a part of the culture, so it's cool to be able to tap into that world of that part of my life. And then I make sneaker candles, so we kind of like, you know, the co-collaboration, co-marketing, I love it. And yeah, I love shoes. I gotta shoes check all it out time.
Because I don't be really into this. I see a shoe and I see an outfit. I don't see a shoe and see the history behind it.
But are you kicks before fits or fits before kicks?
It's hard to say, because sometimes I'll pick up a shirt and I'll be like,
kicks before fits.
For sure.
I'm definitely like, I can stare at that closet all day. Nothing's going to jump out at me right away. Unless I pre-plan on wearing it.
I think a shirt.
And now I'm really having a hard time picking the shoe. So I'm going to try to pick the shoe first. So yeah.
But I can't say that, because my shirts be usually white.
You were just about to brag about your t-shirt game.
No, you really? See no, bragging about. You brag about the hat.
I mean, yeah, the hat is fire.
Hats too.
Hat first. Your it hat.
He's hat first.
He's hat.
Hand to toe.
He's hat shoe toe.
I can't even say to be honest with you at this point.
Yeah. So you just whatever is fly.
Yeah. Whatever I feel. Whatever I feel. It's the weather.
I respect
that.
Yeah.
So like you put on a hat.
If I jump on a Harley or whatever, I'm rocking something that I know that when people see me rap as, I'm like, oh, you got no shoes. You know what I'm saying? From the cars, like I own basketball shorts. Going to work, whatever.
Well, I only have one form of transportation, so it's going to take whatever vibe I give it. Today, we're on this. Girl, bad bitch. That's where we at.
You put it on. The shoes match the pants. It got a little
fire. Yeah, yeah. Miss tones, Miss you know, Sneaker Podcast. What you got on? What's
well,
on
today?
Yeah.
Stand up and put your shoe on the seat. Put your shoe on the seat.
Lift your shoe up.
Can we go up there? No.
Be that high.
We need a footstool. Need Where's the man?
Oh, wow. Right. Is he going to even get? Oh, yeah.
If you must know.
Some chocolate with them.
Okay.
I have on the Palominos.
Palominos. Yes. See, it'd be that. The
Jordan 1.
Palominos. Retro, period. Anytime, retro. All the time. Go make it happen.
High tops. High up.
Only.
That's what twists me with about shoes. Like, I get it, but I did not like them. Like, it's yeah. Brown.
It's okay. You can still learn.
I never was into Jordans. I was still not really into Jordans. I literally only like Jordan retro ones. Like Jordan ones, period. Forest, I never got into every other Jordan, all the bulky ones. I can't do. I don't like my bulky shoes. So
yeah, Jordan ones are a great silhouette for women. Mm-hmm. So if anyone asks, if they're not into the shoe world, if they just want to know like what's a staple sneaker I can get, I don't want to wear heels all the time everywhere. Then I would suggest a Jordan 1.
Can I get into some TikTok sneaker drama I came across the other day?
Yes, let's do it.
Oh my God, girl. So I came across a video and
I need to get back more
the video was highlighting somebody else's video. And the girl was like basically in the camera like eating, like OOTD eating. And then she was like, J's. Jeans, whatever, shirt, whatever, bag, whatever. Little fit check. And the girl who... whatever that's called when they like respond to the video.
Remixed it.
Yeah. When she remixed it, she was like, when the girl said J's, the girl said, mids.
They're mids? Oh, what's that? They were probably mids.
She said, mids. Damn. It's all in the comments, and everybody was trying to stand up for the girl. You could tell the girl had a community because people was coming like, just for saying that, I'm going to give me some mids right now. And so I went in the comments. Look at, I went in the comments. Oh, I said, all of y'all going to be mids together. Y'all all going to be I do have one pair of mids, but guess what they're strictly for? They're Christmas. Some white patent leather ones that I wear them to bartending because they're white patent leather. So it's like, this is the only way I'm going to wear a white shoe to work in. So if I'm wearing it, if I'm doing, I did like all my summer events, that was like my white shoe because I'm like, it's patent leather. That's
about as nice as
there, because
I'm not. Yeah.
The most I do is like, okay, it's blue, and I got black. I got black socks. Okay, boom. I got blue pants. Boom, bam. I got a white t-shirt to even it out, and I got another blue with a little blue in the hat, and I'm on my way.
That's my
Virgo. I just keep it straight.
That's what I love. You know me. I love black and white. Like,
now, what I will say about mids and women, women can get away with mids. And then what I also will add is that there's a lot of great colorways that come in mids.
And that's what everybody was
saying. There's a lot of great colorways, a lot of great textures. Because there's a pair of these lavender mids with a velvet check. I'm considering them. But what I'll get them for my kids. Like for my daughter, she can rock them. Look cute for me. But a man with mids, if it would have been like...
I'm not even going to lie. I actually never... even in this whole little drama rabbit hole I fell into, girl, I never thought about mids even coming in men's sizes.
Girl.
I don't think I ever even thought
but
about
you know,
it.
Men will
it would probably
sizes.
Boggle my mind. That
a man will buy a woman's shoe if it can come in his
if
size.
It can come in size. And I'm just colorways. Hoping. We do get the colorways. And you know, I'm telling you exactly what men going to do it. You about to fall out the chair. I'm about to tell you exactly what men going to do it.
We ain't even signed
the men who buy all them fucking KD colorways.
Yeah.
He's going to buy them. Because when I be seeing them fucking KD colorways, I'll be like,
I was having this conversation yesterday.
Who is in that office just hitting enter? They hit random enter. Random enter.
He want to
random enter. Shuffle, enter. Shuffle, enter.
Yeah, no, like, I was just having
yo,
a conversation.
Yo, we cannot get into a shoe conversation. I'll be
I'm
lost.
Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
No, we good. This ain't.
I love having a shoe girly. I'm not
this is what we're
because I'm there. But... I'm on the show for the girlies. Like, I'm there for the fly shit only. Mm-hmm. Like, my co-host, Steph. He will talk you down about the history of when he was standing in line in 92. Like,
oh,
that's
never
great.
Did it. Never
maybe in the
line.
Comments going,
never said the line. It
with
happen.
The corn. You know, the emoji with the corn and the eyes, that's me. He'll, to the flow with it. They can have that.
They can have that. But what are you rocking today and what did you pair it with is what I care. Like, I don't want to hear none of the noise about what my collection looks like.
Today I had on my, I had on my stepmom in wifey mode outfit. That was my
stepmom and wife. What
yeah, because like? You see, I had on my little plaid pink mm-hmm. almost crop shirt with the fringe for Target. Then I have on like my mom jeans with the like two-tone colors. And then I have on my Adidas walking trainers. So yes. Like, you can't wait to go to Target.
You got it.
Then I'm going to Aldi. I go to three different grocery stores because I'm down for a deal.
For sure. Oh,
that's how I felt all day.
That's why I hate grocery shopping. Because I have to go to multiple stores. Not one store is going to have everything I want. And then the kids, oh, mom, can we get, this is the store I'm going to. Do they sell that here? Because I'm tired.
So have you started your kids into business yet?
Yeah. I was just talking about my youngest daughter. We went walking the other night because I'm training. And I'm like, let's go. You coming with me. She was like, I have a business proposal for you. Like, girl,
I love that.
What is it? Let me hear.
Okay, tell me. Well, right now.
And she told
me, don't tell me in writing.
No, she might told to me that. And she gonna break me off 15%. She offered me 17%, but I was like, you know, 15%. I like the way you're buying.
It's just crazy how she didn't offer you 20%, like as the person who raised
you. And you're using my supplies.
Oh, she cold.
Wait, so your kid is into business as well?
Mm-hmm.
I
have a 10-year-old. My son is 12, and my oldest daughter will be 16 next month. Shout out to the teenagers.
Is that that's the one that is into the business? Or
no, the 10-year-old. The oldest one, okay. Yeah, no, she's a creative. She's a boss. So she's the one that's learning the business part. She's in entrepreneur classes. She's learning how to manage the money.
What kind of business?
Just any business. She's in high school. So she's taking like whatever business courses they're offering, entrepreneur classes. Mm. So she come home like, oh, did you know about this stock? Did you know about this resource?
Oh, that's lit.
So the team is working. I just got to,
like,
you know, because my son is a baller. So I'm trying to touch every field. What can y'all do?
What are y'all going to make?
What can y'all do?
One going to make it.
If all else fails, you're going to be his CPA.
Something.
You're going to be his coordinator. Like, yeah, we're going to coordinate together. I like that. I like when the kids see it early because, you know, one of our number one claims to fame is that we didn't know about business.
Yeah.
You know? So now it's like, these next two generations, baby.
Yeah.
You got a little ragamuffin as a kid.
Yeah.
Ain't no excuse. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's why I said I ain't got no kids because I'm trying to see. You know, a few people still got to wait till their kid hit 18.
You got
to
teach your kid, but sometimes the kids just catch on to you naturally, like what's going on.
So. I be judging because I don't got no kids. I be judging every human I deal with, man, woman, dog, or orange. I don't care. If you have a kid, I'm secretly judging you all day long because
just to make sure that they're not making certain moves that won't be appealing to their kid.
I'm fucking with you. Like, bitch, why would you come to the club with me? Like, why would you come out with me on Sunday night?
No, there's balance.
Because it's like, there's balance, but it's like, you know, you hanging out with somebody and you looking at them like, girl, they keep calling you. Like, stop ignoring them. And girl, go home. Like, if you got to hide in the corner and order Domino's,
Don't
bitch, why didn't buy the Domino's before we left? You knew we was going out.
Order Domino's before?
First of all,
her kids are over to their own Domino's now.
No, not that. The last time I went out, I went to DJ Wiz, his day party.
Is it Wizkid?
Yeah.
Oh, so he was getting lit.
But it was like on a Humble.
Gotta bring him on.
My homegirl was like, let's go. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's the homie. Let's go. Plus, I want to pull up on him too, just to support because I haven't been in a while. And so we get there, and the kids are like, oh, yeah, so by the way, what's for dinner?
Of course.
I was like, dang, y'all not there. This is not even technically the day that y'all will even be here. Okay, what do y'all need? So she's like, well, I got to use the restroom. I'm in there, 4866.
Yeah, you're
she's
her.
Like, you're
my homegirl that's trying to tell me to go stand in the bar line. Yeah, now I got to stand in the bar line by myself. Like, I came here by myself. Yeah. This bitch in a fucking random corner trying to.
Did it get there? Open the door.
You have to press pound on the intercom. Pound!
Open the door and lock it when y'all get back inside. So yeah, I'm that mom and don't judge us. We're multifaceted and tasked.
I'll be living my weekend moms.
You know what I'm saying? You still pick up the pieces at the end of the day. I know you just say you're going to judge them no matter what. So
I'm going to judge you. Only because I'm so. Cause I, you know, I was raised by like a single mom and stuff. So it just be so interesting to like compare my mom's short gubbins to like my friends in comparison. And this is the only way that reduces. And shout out to my mama. Today's October 16th. Today's mama's birthday. So whenever y'all see this, go back and make sure y'all tell mama happy birthday.
Aw, happy birthday, mama.
And she gonna kill me, kitty cat 1016 on Instagram.
Ooh, not kitty cat. Wait a minute.
Girl, exactly. That's kind of my mama. Like, that's kind of my mama. She was mama fun though, but her name Kat. But
okay.
I be comparing it because I be judging mama too. You know, I be judging her parenting or what I would have considered their lack of, or like, you know, however you judge them. Mm-hmm. So then you judging your friends as parents, it kind of like helps even out the pressure that you like felt against your parent. Because sure. It's like, damn. She used to be in the corner dialing to get a piece of food. Like, you know what? I'm very thankful.
I was second chicken, not pepperoni.
I was what? Mama used to be so mad
once
that we used
y'all
to be.
Confirm receipt, good night. I will see y'all.
Deuces.
When I get back.
That's crazy. So how's the candle business?
It is lovely. I love the candle business because I'm a creative, so it gives me an opportunity to just fly. Like, mm-hmm. I literally can dive in when it comes to every element, the scents, the titles of the candles. Like, I like to play around with labels. I like to be able to explore. Like, I can launch a line. That's what made me end up having so many different lines of candles. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, okay, the soy candle's been doing well. This is great. What else can I do? Like, how else can I explore? And then people, you know, the homie support, they, have you seen this? You should try this. Oh, you know
logos,
what? I want this.
Logo candles?
Logo candles, I've done, like, so with the music being incorporated into my line of candles, mm-hmm. I've done, like, release parties for, like, Walter Devon. Shout out
That's
to Walt.
Hard.
Where I put his album cover on the label, a QR code. You scan the label, it links you to his music. And then here we are at the launch. The, you know, it's there. Like, you know, that's your merch, whatever you want to use it for. I've done that for a few artists. So I love that because I love music. So it's a way for me to explore that element, feature them on the, you know, playlist. So I love the collaboration and the network opportunities that come with it.
Yeah.
I like that. We're going to take some shots for that. You
were waiting on it.
I was in there getting our list out.
What are we drinking?
We are enjoying some Blue Royale. Okay. It is a tequila and rum blend. I pre-tasted it. It gives a little on the sweeter side, almost like a liqueur. Mm. So I'm going to carry this a really amazing cocktail, but I just poured a little half a shot just so we can
I'm
get
excited.
A little.
You
want
to do it or you want me to do it?
It's on you. It's on you.
I'm not above you
mm-hmm.
or below you. I'm right here with you.
Right here with
I
you.
Love that.
Cheers. Let's see. That's not liqueur.
That's liquor.
You can't go off of me because I
liquor.
Cannot hold my.
It got like a balance though. After you already, you know, it got a balance after that.
Yeah.
When you first try it, it has like a sweetness.
It's tricky
to it.
On the tongue. On the front,
right now it's like it's giving like.
That's what I'm saying. On the front of the tongue, it's sweet, but
yeah, I can't take shots until it's like the second one that I'm like, okay, I'm here.
I like your ambition to get through the first two.
Like, oh, yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to now.
Hey, how long have you been on the candle business?
I've been making candles since.
Business, you wanna, I got so many questions about
yeah,
the
no,
candle business.
Yeah, no, ask away. This is what, like, really is what was the catalyst to me exploring and expanding
so this is what
my brand.
Some bread.
No, daycare made bread.
Oh, okay. Besides daycare.
The daycare made me bread for sure, and it was a way for me to raise my kids in an environment that I could be hands on, like not sending them off somewhere all day, and I'm over here all day. Like, it was a way for me to incorporate my parenting and then help people.
Okay.
The candles is my baby. That's what allowed me to explore my creative elements, tap into networking. What else can I do? How can I bring people in? It just took off. But before that, I was modeling. So I was getting people's attention. And then I was like, switch! Here's my brand.
Yeah.
Says, I love it. But, you know, this is what it's my baby. So.
Oh. I literally,
we can
like,
talk candles all day. Candles and shoes, we can talk.
So. Because I seen the sneaker candle.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, like, just like I asked you about the logos, do you know how you can get like a mold made?
Yes.
For you make logo? Your own molds?
Because yes. I want an open bar podcast.
I don't make my own molds, but I'm a researcher. That's not a problem. Oh, boom. So I'll look into it. Yeah. But any, if it's possible, it's possible. And I'll get my hands on it. But yeah, right now, that's not what I do, but it doesn't mean that I'm limited.
Okay. This is something in the air.
Throw it at me. I get people calling me like, I love your, like my sister just hit me the other day. She was like, I love your candles scents, and I can't wait for you to start putting them in plugins.
Oh, I'm a room spray girly.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking that, but because you love my scent so much, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to figure out.
See, you're around.
Because it's just simply as oils into the container.
Right.
My oils are all natural anyway. Like, it's just a different place to put them. And they are very potent. So, having them in the candles while you burn it, but if you just want the scent to fill up the room on a daily, then. Yeah.
I'm here.
So I'm going to look into it, sis.
I'm here for that. So I'm about to get tapping on these drinks right quick.
Yes.
This is really why we're hitting on. Now we had to talk about the entrepreneurship and you and, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm interested in the candle. So my second question would be more so of how do you source your materials? Like, where do you get your materials from?
Locally. So I fuck with, I mean, can you fuck with, can we say fuck with?
You can fuck with.
I fuck with.
You can fuck with.
Okay. I deal with a lot of local vendors because what I learned during COVID was that I can't depend on outsourcing. I did that for certain pieces of my product because I'm really into the details. So I have something in my mind. I have the type of quality I want to deliver and I'll search high and low for it. And right. If I can find it online, I'm committed and I'm loyal to that. But what I learned during COVID was I can't do that. I can't depend on outsourcing. I can't depend on mail. You know, I can, you know, stack up on that and have that in my inventory. But when it comes down to it, if I get a merch order or a bulk order, I got to be able to deliver. So I started looking into local vendors. I have a vendor in Glendora. They can really provide me every element of what I use in my products.
Okay.
I also looked at them about, you know, drop shipping perhaps because they taught me everything I know. Like when I first started and I was like, okay, let me get this Amazon kit. Mm-hmm. That was great. But it wasn't the quality that I knew. I was trying to deliver.
Because I bought one too, that's why.
So, it's not that.
I got one.
That's going to teach you the process.
Yeah.
What are the steps?
Melted.
Yeah, what are the, that's going to show you.
Here,
yeah. That's going to show you what supplies I need and what are the steps. But it's not going to put the vibe and the energy that you need in order to make it a brand.
Okay.
So that's when I started doing my research. Like, who has quality wax? What are some of the candle vendors that I appreciate? What do they use in their work? Mm. Where do they get it from? I started looking at labels real tight.
Okay.
And looking at that.
Going on people's website on the FAQ.
So I would go to my vendors and ask them all the questions. Thank God they were great. They're great vendors and they've been growing too. And I'd be like, hey, this is what I want to do. How do I do this? And they'll sit and they'll play with it. We'll do trial and error together. And that's what I really appreciate about shopping local.
Okay.
Oh, I guess.
It's hands on. I kind of got
hands
that too.
On. I will bring a jar, like, what do I need for this?
Right.
And I want to use this type of wax. And my guy will be like, oh, that's, he loves my concepts too. He's like, oh, I like that you put that together. He'll suggest things. Have you tried this new scent? And it's popular. And I'd be like, okay, I like that it's popular, but let me freak it. Because
right.
I don't want what everybody else has.
Right.
So.
No, for real. That's dope. Because I learned that dealing with overseas manufacturers and stuff like that when it came to, like, ordering stuff.
And it's great.
Be out of that certain size. And it's like
it's great, but there's a place and a time for everything. Yeah. And I might have to get back to the, you know, going far, being on, what's the translating app? Mm-hmm. Were you talking to them on WhatsApp?
Alibaba.
Yeah. I'll do stuff. I'll still source for them, to them as well. But when it comes to, like, the bigger products that I need, I want to be able to drive up, pull up, test it out.
I do that with people, new companies I deal with. I want to be able to pull up.
I need samples.
I've been in a situation to where I've given somebody like, it was like $200-$300 at the time, whatever, to do me some tank tops for a summer event. And the nigga didn't give me my shit.
Mm-hmm.
And because I knew where he worked or where he was, I tried to do small claims,
shit.
I tried to do it the right way.
Yeah.
The second way was I pulled up on him, like, hey, bro, where my shit at?
La-dee-da-dee-da. Right.
And that will happen.
Where my shit at?
That will happen.
I ain't gonna say too much more because.
Yeah, that's definitely
you got your shit.
Something that I fear because I'm investing in this full throttles all my money. So that is important when I'm seeking out vendors for certain things. Like I have a line of merch that I developed off the candle company. And that was a huge thing. Like, do I want to do the drop shipping? Is it going to be the quality? It's my designs, but it's not my delivery.
Right.
Shipping takes forever.
You got to stick to your brand.
I need my printing to be big. You know, certain things like that. So then you pull up on the homie's recommendation for the homie. And he do stuff like that. I respond at first.
Yeah, now I'm real professional until we can be professional.
Yeah.
Then so, it's like, okay, yeah, you tried it.
I've done business with huge brands that I thought was like, oh, this is going to put me in the right spot. And they didn't do me sideways. I'm like, wow. Yeah. Interesting. So I can't play those type of games.
So for somebody who want to get into any kind of business, candle business, we're going to keep it at candle business, you would suggest them to make sure that they have the opportunity to go and sit with the manufacturer.
At the beginning, for sure.
Yeah.
Do your research. A lot of the candle manufacturers who manufacture the elements that you need, like wicks, there's some companies who just sell wicks, just wax. Mm-hmm. I outsource my products to six different vendors. I get the jars here. Wax and wicks, I'll keep them at the same location. But jars specifically, I outsource whoever got the flyest shit.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta make sure that shit fly.
But I will say that when you're first starting, you want to be hands-on. This is a lot of chemistry. It's a lot of science behind it, which I didn't realize.
One too many drip is going to throw the whole scent off.
Everything matters. Mm-hmm. The jar mixed with this wax. I don't want to get into too much science because it's not about that. But it is important to be hands-on. Talk to the people that you're working with. Let them know where you're trying to take your brand, your candle company. It's not just the candle. It's not just about candles.
Right. Let them know this is a retail item. I'm going to sell this.
Yeah, I'm going to make this at home. It's not just for my homegirl's baby shower. Come on.
No, for real.
Help me out.
That was like one of my questions. Like, because when I honestly felt like I wanted to do a candle is because I was doing like my beard oil.
You have beard oil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I do.
So my clothing brand, I'm in the process of relaunching it. So I'm trying to make sure that this is where it need to be at before.
And what's that about?
The clothing brand.
Yes.
The name of it, or what is it?
What is it about?
It's more so about me personally. I was doing a lot of purchasing of high ticketed items. Mm-hmm. Let me just say it like that.
Flexing, balling out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Supporting big designer brands.
250 shirts.
Doing too much. Designer brands.
Doing too much. And then the situation happened where with Kanye and another situation happened with Gucci. And a lot of the brands were doing a lot of disrespectful stuff to our culture.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing was I wanted to create. I was already doing a street brand. And that was doing good. But I wanted to do something to where I don't have to go and buy a high-ticketed item. I could just pretty much have it for other people to have it too. At the same quality for sure, if not better.
I was going to say, I don't think you meant not high-ticket. I think you meant like you want to make high-quality items.
No, it's both. High-ticket too. I want the ticket.
Yeah,
but no,
I mean, no,
it's not that
really,
high.
I think it's high, but I think the quality is there.
I think the quality comparison
is there because, like, your leather belts they're really a nice leather. So
nobody really is definitely going to have a luxury aspect to it. Like, it's all about getting into the
right luxury
audience.
from the basic line. What's good? You still have another line to make? Okay,
I'm
get better.
Like, it's all about elevation. Like, obviously, I want to touch my people, so I'm going to make it so that we all can get it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at some point, it's going to develop to a place where you got to keep up. There's always going to be something for everyone. I got freaking car, you know, smell goods, like whatever. Someone's going to be able to touch a piece of Mel by Millie. But at the end of the day, it's going to be the luxury market where I'm going into home decor, where I'm going into real estate. So, you know, those are all, that's where the brand is supposed to take me. That's where it's going to take me.
So having
luxury shirts and quality shirts and having that ticket price associated with it only makes sense.
Right.
Like,
so that was where I was going with it. Like, I literally stopped buying Versace, Gucci, all that shit because I was like,
you was on strike.
Not on strike. It was more so like the quality was regular. So I'm looking at it like I'm seeing it, and I'm everybody.
Fit did check. You watch it fit deteriorate? Check.
Huh? Yeah, all of it.
Yeah, that's the part that gets me. Like stuff that used to really be quality to touch, like mm-hmm. the texture, just I seen it deteriorate before my eyes. But I'm still paying the same price.
Yeah, nah. The price didn't change.
I'm basically not redeveloping it because it's already where I need to be at. I got the mission state. Everything's ready.
What's the name of it?
It's Fan Setup.
Fed Setup.
Fan Setup. Fancy Ghetto.
Fancetto. Yes. Oh, that's the way that rolls off the tongue. Yeah, Fancetto. Yeah. Okay. I saw how you changed your voice.
Yeah.
Like your octave.
Because you got to get into it. It's Fancetto. So
Built by Millie, a luxury brand. All right, I'm going to practice.
That was a commercial. I'm going to cut that.
Yeah. Sponsored
it's
by.
It's a part of the, you know, the plan. Yeah.
Yes.
Duh.
All right. Yeah, no, I got to.
Y'all, just like Mel by Millie doing all kind of shit. Okay. Y'all, that first you version of that dream. No, because the first version of that drink, I thought this was very liquor-y. Mm-mm. It's not. It's liquoring.
It got a kick to it.
So I went to a whiskey and ice class, and I learned about ice.
Whiskey and ice?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Penny Pound Ice. Shout out to Gordon at Penny Pound Ice. He taught me about ice and the way it dilutes with liquor. And so that's why I didn't shake this, because I knew if I shook it, it was going to dilute too fast because of the type of ice cubes that we use.
We
I heard that.
There.
I love somebody who knows their craft. Know your there. Craft, sis. Okay? She you better know your craft.
So
I went to the school.
I wanted to wait until it diluted down till the chips were like at that clear, almost gone level, and then taste it again to see if it like changed still was point. Sweet. And it changed. It went back to like that sour taste. So I'm like, oh, we got to add some agave. So in the future, I would actually do a sugar rim on here instead of a chili rim. My big one. Yep. We're gonna call this one the Royal Pound. Shout out to Penny Pound Ice.
It's refreshing for sure.
The Royal Pound. It's refreshing with the lime, the Stintino. The cocktail itself is refreshing, but it just needed that little extra boost of natural sweetness. So I got that from the agave syrup. That's what I was putting in there.
Oh, you was on top of it, too. He was like, oh, I see it. Let me put that
yeah,
back
there. Yeah, I saw
me,
you I'm back there.
Like, where is it?
Moving.
Oh,
like,
it's back there.
Yeah, you know me. I got the horse. Somebody came back here. They said, you got a full board back here. And
go get fuller.
Okay. Where did you take that class at?
I actually am a part of, shout out, so many crazy things happening on set today. Like, how did I get a shout out to grinding all my life? Like, he started talking about me always working and then, like, next he just, like, grinding all my life. Like,
yeah, that was quite perfect, too. Thank that was you. Perfect.
With the I'm way you peered over your shoulder. Like,
I'm going to knock coffee the hell out. I'm going to cue my ass.
Damn.
Oh, fuck, that's why I ain't passing no drink. Y'all keep buying.
He bought his own today.
That's the problem. You see how you doing? You forget to turn your silencers off.
He said he can't hear it.
Exactly. That's why I'm talking shit. Because he can't even hear me.
You can hear you. For he sure he got me. The head.
Oh, look. He's going to tap his head.
Listen to us. He's
y'all. I got to calm down. I got to calm down.
Brain.
Let me calm down for y'all don't see me no more. The camera just be on A and B. Look, he took me right out.
The voice.
Took me right out the camera.
He's like, what's in the back? The mystery. Like, what's the show? Where the man over the neighbor's house?
Oh, Home Improvement.
Just the face?
Yeah. It'll be just the hands.
No, we can't do that. Just the hands. Champ the star, man.
Yeah,
we
right.
got a few stars, man. Shout out to everybody.
Okay, but the shout out to Chilled 100, which is a bartending. I called it like a little kind of sorority fraternity type of little vibe.
Sorority.
Hello.
Yeah, because it's like
was
a
it
little,
all girls?
No, that's why I said sorority fraternity type of vibe.
Okay, gotcha.
Because it is like a community for like bartenders and stuff. And we get a lot of invites to classes. So I did a Casa Azul tequila class. I invited you. You was busy. I invited you to the Casa Azul dinner like 2 weeks ago. And Casa Azul premiered their organic new no additive line. And then this past week, I went to Our Day Whiskey's premiere of their.
And this is not a paid blend. Sponsor.
These are not paid sponsors. These these were free experiences that I was able to join because of
you said
chill.
Free now.
They was free, and they're lunch and learns too. They're lunch and learns. So the Casa Azul was like a beautiful Mexican dinner at the Alma restaurant in the Grove. Mm-hmm. Bomb, bomb dinner. Shout out to Casa Azul. They did that up. And then the whiskey one I just went to, it was catered by Bossa Nova. So there was at like a really cute bar.
Well, I am known to make a few cocktails at home, so.
Well, good. Okay, so, you know, speaking of at-home cocktails, I do a cocktail class myself.
Oh, let's do it.
Period. And I would love to get you to make me some cocktail candles. Let's put it together.
I do a candle class. So I usually have a mobile bartender come with me. So when
cocktails
I
and candles.
Litty.
So we could definitely do a candle
We're
going to
put both of the glasses together.
Yes, yeah, lit. It's That's like. Lit.
And if you buy the margarita package, then we'll teach you how to make a margarita. If you have a daiquiri, have your little recipe thing.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
My candle classes are fun. Like, that's one of my favorite elements that I've added to the
I
brand.
I might sign up for one of them. I ain't even gonna lie to
do
you.
Do it. It's a party. So
yeah, that's me. Yeah. The cocktail class is lit. It's a party.
It's a party.
You know, Grandy and Monty sponsored a party with the wet bar.
Yeah. We ain't a little sponsor.
Little rink thing.
Yeah. No, the candle classes are a vibe. I've done surprise 50th parties. I've
For
done
real?
Galentine's nights, birthday parties, couples nights where they made a candle together and they did like affirmations of what that their partner meant to them, the vibe that they were put in the candle. It was beautiful. I was like, dang, I wasn't expecting all this. Like, tears were shed.
I was gonna ask you that, does when you did the candle class, had you ever did instructional education before?
Well, yeah, daycare. I taught, taught a lot. We had an actual curriculum. It wasn't just dropping.
Oh, okay.
Kids
it
off.
Wasn't just babysitting.
No,
it
no.
wasn't babysitting.
I used to work for LAUSD, so I'm just no. Mm-hmm. I'm just regular on having a curriculum. Mm-hmm. Like, I taught early ed, so that's just I just kept it going with my own business.
Okay,
like,
I
used
that.
What I learned and brought it in.
Is
exactly.
that
makes sense?
Same thing. Yeah. Okay. So that was my teaching experience.
Yeah, I always
so,
tell people I learned how to do my tequila classes from literally going over 25 tequila tastings.
Yeah.
I've been on so many, I could teach a class. And I said that as a joke to one of my friends. And then like a week later I called her back like, bitch, I think I'm about to start to teaching a tequila
That's
class.
Like, learn like, the craft. Like, I go on candle classes. I'm constantly trying to learn how to develop and better present.
How do you find these classes, though? Like, what are these groups? Where are
these
groups?
Online.
Online where, though?
Google.
So
candle class.
Okay, so
me.
I'm going to tell you.
Like, whatever I'm looking for, I'm going to find
one
it.
One place that I find a lot of place of, like, stuff like that on, two places that that you find a lot of that stuff, Eventbrite. And Groupon.
Yeah,
okay. That's sure. If you ever want to like just find creative hands-on things to do, those are two places.
I go on those exact two places.
Yeah, and I promote on both of those.
Okay,
two,
I'm learning something.
People be on there looking for exactly
I'll Google,
that.
I'll start on Google. I have a process. Like I'll start with Google. See
Ooh,
what the
tell
basic
me tell me your is. Tell me your shopping process for
oh,
something
shit.
To do. So like tell me all the tech because then you sound like me. I be scouring for the best deal.
You be on
Google 12th page.
Let me
like,
tell you.
Here
let
is
me tell you.
The $20
the kids, we did
well,
a bowling
not the
night.
12th page.
No, because that's where you find
I only look,
it.
I only
Amazon,
see the first one.
That's what I'm telling you.
I find my best
a real,
stuff on
a
Amazon
real, I like to save money and have a
page. I will shop till I drop. And then people will be like, where you find that? Amazon.
They be like, oh, I seen them. That was Amazon.
I'm on
was
Amazon.
Cute. I'm like, you got the same pants for $13.
Like, you on the third page of Amazon?
That's what I'm saying.
Because I'm on the 13th page of Amazon. So I know that there's some greatness there. You just got to keep on trying.
So you search one thing, you just click.
You just
so
keep
I have multiple
the
things.
Arrow.
So I'll start with Google just to do a basic scan of what is
it
going to tell me
it?
Near me.
Who has it, right?
Then
like,
I'll
who am
find
I, who
out. Okay, then I'll go to their Instagram if they have one. Who do I know that follows, who supports this brand, what they're doing for real? Then I'll go, do they have any coupon codes? Because I need a deal. And then if they don't advertise it, does Rakuten have it?
Rakuten. We don't know what it is,
but
they
got
the
codes.
They got the codes.
And
they codes work.
They got the deal.
Get some juice right
and
now.
And then if you purchase it through the Rakuten app, you get the dollars back. And that's how I take it full circle.
So,
so let me make sure I give you one that's, I'm going to give it to all of y'all. It's called Flute.
Flute?
Flute. F-L-U-T-E.
Okay.
Girl, they give you back your liquor money.
What? Huh?
Yes. They send coupons and they be like, go anywhere and get a Don Julio margarita and send a picture of the receipt.
Flute?
And we're going to give it back to you.
Oh, we outside.
Girl, I got one homegirl. When I be, oh, and I found another one this week, too. Ooh, I'm giving y'all the jammies. I found another one this week. It's called... It's called Too Good To Go.
I love my bread.
Too Good To Go is where restaurants put all their little leftovers in a little bag. And it's a surprise bag. See, you would like it because you have kids. It'd be a lot of pastry shops and donut shops. Oh, so we went on there the other day, and for $4.99, I bullshit y'all not. We got 36 donuts. It was crazy. It was insane.
Too Good To Go?
It's called Too Good To Go. Legit. And then they had California Fish Girl on there, right, for $4.99. So I'm so thirsty. So I'm like, I gotta see what they got. So I paid $4.99.
This is for real? Yes.
You know, I'd be really on like all type of food.
But it's on Flute or is it Too Good To Go?
No, these are two different things.
Okay.
Flute is gonna give you, yeah.
Okay.
We giving away all the goddamn.
Yeah, the gems is y'all. See, we got the mommies. And this ain't know you a good mom. Because I'm impaled.
I would order a pizza.
Yeah. No, I never said those are bad moms. I just said that I'm judging because it's like, I want to have a kid right now and then be the girl in the corner ordering pizza. That's what I'm talking about because I don't have kids. So when I be trying to figure out when am I going to have children, mm-mm, I look at the living condition of my friends and it's like, my friends still ain't in the house. And bitch, I'm trying to go outside.
Do you want to be outside and be able to say, toodaloo, there's rice, sausage, what y'all need? Everything you need is here. Toodaloo. Or do you want to be like, well, Mary Helen, what do you want to do? Who do you want to be?
Who the hell Mary Helen is?
The lady in the convalescent home because I'm having kids at 75.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, I can't go because I got my, what's happening?
I got ankle appointments.
They
got
to walk upstairs? Oh, no.
Chef, so I've been thinking about, I ain't gonna lie, I'm one of them people.
She got a battery in her back.
Oh, God. I'm one of them people. I've already started adjusting myself to certain amenities that people would never imagine that I pay for to get myself ready for the amenities. Because I'm probably gonna have a live-in nanny.
I heard that.
I'm down for it.
I'm down for it.
Food gonna get you there.
The I feel like all of it together gonna get me there because I'm gonna have a live in nanny.
Food. I was hungry looking at that shit.
And my daughter could be the nanny. She
just almost old enough. That's what, you see why I said I'm waiting on a couple of my friends' kids to turn 18.
Yes,
because I'm about to put them to work. That's why I said that. I need a workforce.
Child labor.
No, I'm
I'm waiting on y'all kids. You see, when you had your son. Y'all can we press buttons?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, that nigga's gonna do press.
Yeah.
Call Lil C4 over here. I got some buttons for the press. You stay here. You, every time the light turn green, you press that. Every time somebody walk past, you click that. Okay, we're gonna have it going.
They'll click on.
Yeah, they
I went to a barbecue and it was all kids, all little kids, and all the parents were my age or older. So I was just kind of like, "What are y'all doing? Like, what's happening here?" And they're "You have kids?" I was like, "Yeah." They're like, "Oh yeah, they can't come over here. We already got enough kids over here. Please don't bring your kids." And I was like, okay. And then they came back with, "Well, that's how scary. Old are your kids?" And I was like, "Well, one is about to be 16. They're like, "Stop right there. They can come. They can help. Watch these kids." And so we go outside and drink. I was
so funny is
they switched it up quick.
Luckily, people in particular can't stand me, so I don't expect them to watch and support nothing I do. So they ain't going to see this.
Coffee.
But I had a kid this summer.
That's gonna go viral.
Period. I had a kid this summer.
We have a kid.
Yeah.
Who kid you had?
I'm not gonna tell y'all because the train of titling, of possession for the kid is not ghetto to say.
Not possession of the kid.
Because it's like it's this person kid, but me and this person don't mess around no more. So instead of going through that person to get the kid, I went through the kid mama direct. Like, damn. Fuck you. I ain't going through you to get your kid no more. I'm going to go through your baby mama to get your kid.
Bad to do all that.
I needed a kid bad. And Because that was my little boo-boo. That's my-
Welcome to another episode of Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a refreshing new sponsor that's sure to quench your thirst and elevate your palate, Stintino Sparkling Water. Imagine sipping on the vibrant flavors of Italy with every bubble. Stintino offers three unique and mouthwatering varieties that will transport you straight to the Mediterranean. First up, we have the Sicilian Blood Orange. This isn't just any orange flavor. It's infused with anise, fennel, and basil, and sweetened with the finest Italian grape sugar. It's a symphony of flavors that dances on your taste buds. Next, there's the Sicilian Cactus Pear, an exotic blend that combines the subtle sweetness of cactus pear with the bold notes of strawberry and black pepper. And yes, it's sweetened with Italian grape sugar, ensuring a naturally delightful taste. Finally, we have the Amalfi Lemon, a crisp and invigorating choice that pairs the zesty brightness of Amalfi lemons with fresh basil, all sweetened with Italian grape sugar. It's like a sunny Italian afternoon in a bottle. Don't just take our word for it. Experience the effervescent magic of Stintino Sparkling Water for yourself. Visit stintinosparkling.com to explore more and place your order today. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram at openbarpodcast-was, and visit openbarpodcast.com for the latest updates and episodes. Stay tuned, stay refreshed, and keep the conversation flowing. Welcome to another episode of the Open Bar Podcast, where the conversation is never on the rocks, but it's straight up no chaser. Today, we're excited to introduce our sponsor, Tequila Gran Diamante. If you're looking for a tequila experience that epitomizes luxury and excellence, look no further. Let's start with their award-winning platter. Crafted from the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber, this tequila has a captivating blend of wafting scents, including spices, slight vanilla, vegetal, and floral tones, all balanced perfectly with rich agave notes. Its medium-weight body and silky, buttery, velvety texture make every sip a pure delight. The platter rests in stainless steel for 23 to 28 days, ensuring a flawless finish. Next, we have the Reposado. This remarkable tequila also uses the finest estate-grown agave Tequilana Weber and rests in French oak barrels for 8 months, enriching its character. The Reposado is bursting with flavors of spice, pepper, balanced agave, butterscotch, and caramel. It offers a medium-weight body with a buttery, velvety texture, complemented by a slight wood and smoke essence that delivers a refined and unique taste. Finally, let's talk about the Añejo. Aged for 18 months in new French oak barrels, this full-bodied tequila features a luscious body and satiny texture. It offers smooth hints of muted spice, pepper, and oak undertones, which taper down to a thoroughly enjoyable finish. The Añejo has a refined bouquet of aromas, including butterscotch, cinnamon, nutmeg spices, and hints of chocolate and cigar. Its slight wood and smoke essence provide the character and nuance found in older Añejos. So why wait? Elevate your tequila experience today by shopping at tequilagrandiamante.com. Don't forget to follow the Open Bar Podcast on all social media platforms to stay updated and book your spot for our next episode. Visit us at openbarpodcast.com. Cheers to great conversations and even greater tequila.
My boots, and I was. That's my little boo right there. And she's an only kid. So at first, I used to always have her when I had direct access to her. So then when me and him separated, it's like, damn.
For a kid that ain't
Greta ain't even mine. Yeah, but I'm like, I need this kid because we already planned all these summer things to do. These kids already started investing in shit with these kids.
If you want to take some money.
Yeah, I'll be needing somewhere between a 9 and 12 year old because we have one 11 year old. And then we have a.
What is this, rent a kid?
I got what you need, like, of all ages.
Because I'm one of the people, I love friends. You know me, I love a good time.
Y'all sound like
but sometimes, in order to get them good friends out the house, you gotta create the village. Like, You got to throw some more of them in there. Like, you got to. And I like when I come with a random one because all my friends know that I ain't got no kids. So when I show up with a kid, they be looking at it like,
looking at it.
Where the fuck is the, where is the, I know you tapped. I know she got you tapped. Where did you come from? She ain't even got no damn kids.
How much she pay you? Oh. How much she pay you?
I be like, was they being nice? She like, well, after they figured out if I was going to tell on them or not, I'm like, tell them what? Tell me right now. I'm like, I ain't gonna say nothing. Girl. I just wanna laugh.
You raising kids out here.
I'm not raising out. That's my little boo boo. But it was like, I still had already.
Oh, yeah, I liked it. And then you hit it with the tahim and all that.
Yeah.
No, I love the.
I had invested in activities already, though.
We talking about the kids?
Yeah.
I can't. So much the liquor.
Let's go back to that. That's probably how it all started. That's probably how it all started.
Was fire. To me, it was. No,
it is good.
No, the drink was really good, especially after I had it.
I don't ever lick the cup. Pause.
Ever. I didn't even catch you doing it either. Yeah, you so
that's
smooth.
That's what you did?
Oh, God.
Damn.
You didn't catch you. The camera party.
No, they be scared. Yeah, I'll be scared. I'll be scared to lick a cup, eat a popsicle.
Yeah, nah, I don't ever lick the cup. These is clean. I wash these myself, and she washed it, too. So.
Okay, wash.
Well, yeah, we wash all our dishes. Yeah. Everything's. Yeah.
I still won't be looking at the cat.
And wash. Nah, I was trying to.
You got to look the cup.
I already touched the rim with the straw, but dropped it in. Like, we good.
Mm-hmm.
But it is good. Thank you.
So, what would you suggest for somebody who's getting into the candle business not to do?
I think that it's all, that's all a part of the journey. Like,
so you said just go ahead and bump your head.
Bump head. Like, get in, get started. Because that's a part of the journey. A lot of stuff I learned was just jumping in. And then the candle game is so fickle. Like, the way I make my recipes, the environment I'm making it in, all that affects it.
Right.
You might be making your stuff calm, in a warehouse. Settled. Like, yeah, like, I don't even make candles if I'm mad.
Al Green plant. Oop.
If I'm having a bad day, if I'm emotional, yeah. I'm not going to
make sure you get them measurements right.
Not even that. I sell vibes. Like, I'm transferring that energy. I'm making your candle, mixing
that.
It up. It's all,
that,
I put my heart into this. And then I'm going to take this crying tears and then, hey, burn this in your home.
Yeah.
And expect you to have good energy.
But if you think about it like that, because no, I for really sure. feel like when you, when I'll be trying to do certain stuff to be creative, I want everything around me to be like subtle, cool, chill, all that before I start.
That's why
I
don't do certain blasting. Stuff. I'm in my element. You
so
know,
if you
buy
a candle from her, you guarantee to have it. It's a good vibe.
Yeah, no, good for
vibe.
Sure.
Good vibes
sure.
are put in.
We're not doing candles on bad days.
Nah.
So if you order, like it may take a week to get to you.
Nah, I just try to make sure when I'm in the candle making mode, I'm making candles. Yeah. Like, I'm making candles. Like, yeah. You can come over one day, I'm going to shoot you some candles because I got candles on deck. And then I get half my own supplies. I got to make six more. That was part of the
dozen. Not to highlight nobody else's business, but my cousin do that too. You know what she be telling me? She be like, how much you give me for this bag of half-burned candles? Bitch, what?
Not half-burned.
I be like, what? I'm about to cash out, be $25. Because her candle's a little expensive. That's a good deal. Because all she doing is burning them to test the smell or test the wick or something random. So it's like, fuck it, give
Girl,
it to me.
I
know they gonna bump.
Candle.
So you call me for your oopsies.
No,
I love me some oopsies because my apartment is decorated like a college dorm. So we're not doing this.
I got candles for y'all.
We're not doing
anyway.
This for
got,
cute
you,
stuff.
Yeah, I got candles for y'all.
You got candles?
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
You bought us something?
What? No, they know that. We got hats.
Yeah, no, I got candles for y'all.
Shout out to
you. You know, I love a nice gift. I love, because
yes.
I wear it out, girl. You're going to be so irritated when I send you a picture of that candle burnt to the bottom.
No, but even with the testing, I will, if it ain't doing what it's supposed to do, I will follow it through the end to see how I can fix it. Like, I figured out ways. Like, that first batch of candles, shout out to my supporters, because I was following up with them, like, girl, just a bag. Oh, put some aluminum foil around the rims.
Oh, shut up. Not you out there.
Like, I have to find out fix the errors because I wasn't in the business of being able to refund nobody. Like,
and
hey,
you said that you started your business in the peak of entrepreneur. Because you mentioned something that a lot of people don't realize. We all had got swooped up into some type of boom.
They got us.
Everybody.
You know, it was like the rinsing of the... of the penile gland. It was
like, we were all
I can
like,
make my own money?
Work for who?
Yeah.
BB, I can't take off this weekend.
We start falling apart. We was falling off the bowl. Like, oh,
what? That, you know, they say we passed that down to the new generation. They said the Gen Zers, they motherfuckers will quit on your...
That's why I'm
they said these motherfuckers will not.
Oh,
only,
I know that for
they
sure.
They said these motherfuckers will not only quit on you. They do a story time and go hand. Viral on their day sure. of quitting. They didn't go. They just told all their motherfucking followers that they about to go. That they about to show up to this motherfucker and quit on your ass in the middle of a rush. They didn't got the phone set up.
Immediately.
Like,
no thanks,
Sandra. I don't want any more tables, Sandra. And it's like, well, we have to assign tables. Sandra, you keep unfairly sitting me with one tops and you ain't gave me no groups all day. Well, we here. Sandra, I quit. Fuck you. I cannot believe.
It's
Sandra,
back and forth.
Stop talking to me.
Me I'm watching me this where my popcorn at?
How I quit today, TikToks be having me cackling. It's people really out here on an any day basis ready to launch a motherfucking candle business on your ass.
I was at Marshall.
Ready to launch a motherfucking childcare on your ass. Yeah. Ready to go into real estate.
Do it.
On your ass. So if you're a business, if you're a big business out there with employees, treat them
like
right.
Your family. For sure.
Make them feel like they're at home.
Because they can do exactly what you
or they'll go home.
Yeah.
That's what this wave of unemployment is going to. Like a lot of companies is not understanding at this point that a lot of people that's working for them that are learning the trades of doing the things that they're doing.
I used to apply for candle companies. Like when I was in a place where I wasn't comfortable with the rate I was going, I was like, oh, let me apply for these companies. Mm-hmm. They were not fucking with me. Like, because I have it on my resume that I own a candle company.
Oh, girl, I don't like that.
And I had to switch it up. I was like,
they see you as competition.
Not even competition, like just not a loyal, long-term employee.
Right,
like, oh, she's about to come in here and learn a game.
Exactly.
And be out.
Competition.
Right. Well, yeah.
She's going to be a competitor.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what you tell them?
Make you a collaborative opportunity.
Make you a new resume for call center representative and tell them that you just want to change of flow. Because a call center, like who give a fuck if you're there? We sure you hated it.
Now
you want
to
change
different
your flow.
Ways to expand and learn from those brands and not feel like the pressure of competition. Like they know I'm coming in to collaborate to build. I just had to approach it from a different angle. Not necessarily applying with this resume to say this. It was like, okay, go in, hand to hand, talk collaboration. Can I come teach here? A candle class, perhaps.
How do you do your, not to cut you off, I'm sorry.
You good?
How do you do your marketing, like as far as like to keep your business going?
I'm a one-man band, so right now it's all about, I know, reels, staying consistent. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't know if I mentioned, but we're doing a relaunch right now because I want to be able to attack it
from
a different perspective, a different lens, prepare, not just be doing stuff on a fly. Like, oh, today's a great day to do this. Do it. Like, right. I need to plan ahead thoroughly. But because I'm doing every piece of the puzzle, it's kind of like I got to delegate.
Right.
And I was watching the show and I appreciate how you talk about your colleagues being owners. Like,
oh, you seen the episode?
Yeah.
She did her homework.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it makes sense because people are going to put that amount of effort into it.
I think that's not the one that went viral, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it went viral or not, but I appreciated those pieces from you about, like, the people you bring in, and make sure they have some type of sensibility when it comes to ownership, when it comes to what the brand represents. Mm-hmm. Because I am selling vibes. Like, it may come in the form of candles, it may come in the form of music, it may come in the form of smell goods in whatever form, or just you like this label because it says the hoes gonna love this. I make them for those people who are just fucking with label. But,
for real.
But in the same point, I'm selling you this luxury candle that you're going to fuck with it. Because, not only do I like the label, now the shit smells good, my whole house smells good. But I said all that to say that when it comes to this, it's just like I got to stay focused on where I'm trying to take the brand and what I want to do with it and just making sure I'm touching the right people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of full circle.
So reels... You're doing?
I'm doing
do
real.
Do you have anybody that any employees that you're working with?
I don't have any current employees. I'm looking for support with the relaunch, with the rebranding. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to support the community, interns, anybody willing to learn. I used to work in business startups. Like, that's what I used to do for a living. Mm-hmm. So you're going to learn something from being a part of me. That's why I want to touch the right people. Like, who wants to be a part of this journey? Who's going to resonate and be in alignment with the branding? Because right. when I'm at the pop-up, I'm able to sell my brand because it's me.
Right.
But I need to trust that you can be at the pop-up without me and sell that same vibe. So, you know, keep with the branding. And I haven't been able to relinquish that custody yet to be able
it's
to be
like that, asking. It's hard
yeah.
to do it.
You can do this?
I know you know a lot about that cool. when you drop off certain stuff to certain parties and making sure that they're going to be on task with your
pyramid
brand.
Scheme.
Like,
you don't make money, because I make money.
It is, though.
It's a serious face for me, though. Like.
Because I figured out the only way to tie it, you gotta financially bind yeah. people in the shit. You know, yeah. you gotta come at them like Primerica.
Now you're talking
like
about,
you're selling knives. We sell knives.
The Primerica, the Vector knives.
Now you think
that
like
shit
a big
scarred
company.
My brain into
but
like
they had. The game. They were selling the game. Like, you're investing in this.
They're still in business right now.
They're still in business, but they're...
People is still sitting in their night classes right now.
They're victims with kids.
Somebody is going to Casablanca from Long Beach to think that they're about to start a new career with a designer lifestyle brand. And when they get there, the Vector Knife Company... is going to tell them.
Oh, I hate that knife company.
You know what I'm talking about.
I went to a fucking orientation.
You did. And then they were tripping.
Yeah,
when
I was young, girl.
You would go for a potluck. You would go for a potluck.
The whole time you sit there, you're like, they're like, are you about making money? Are you about getting it done? They're not going to say getting sales. They're going to say getting it done. Are you a doer? Are you a finisher?
That's
the whole time you in there like, hell
but
yeah, that's me.
They saying it to.
Hell yeah, that's
kids.
Me.
We were all kids.
I fell for the perfume company. Makeup Forever. I did Makeup Forever. No, Mary Kay was like a little bit older
than me. She was running around a little pink.
But no, Makeup Forever was the ones who used to come up to you in the parking lot with the imitation perfumes. They used to come up to you like, you like Gucci? I know you're going to like this. You look at the box, Luciano. Luciano Eric Dynasty. Like, who's this? Well, I fell for all of them. And what I learned when I went back and looked at it.
Marketing skills.
Yeah. No. And the tie-in of the buy-in. It's the tie-in of the buy-in. And that's why I say pyramid scheme. Because if I can tie you.
Straight face, though. Like,
yeah.
Pyramid scheme.
Period.
Because the tie-in for the buy-in. And me and you just talked about this. Mm. Hope y'all listen. Things are going to change over here at Open Bar Podcast. Mm. We're not going to keep wasting each other's time.
Oh,
we're going to
yeah.
all invest together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Things are going to change. Pyramid scheme. We got one too, motherfucker.
Is that
but it's going to work.
She and, got me, goddamn.
Yeah! No. It's because it's our the tie-in for the buy-in. So yeah. it's like people don't appreciate things that they have not associated a value to, and unfortunately, we're living in a world where a lot of people only see value in monetary numbers.
Right.
So sometimes you got to just immediately start talking money with somebody mm-hmm. to see where their seriousness is.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's a refundable monetary thing, you feel me? I could tell you like, oh, you have to do this and pay $25 to take this class, but after you complete 10 hours of sales, we giving you back the $25.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Plus, we're paying you $18 an hour for the 5 hours that you were doing the independent sales. And don't wait, there's more. Mm-hmm. If you hit over 500 sales, we're going to give you $100 of every $500. And you just looking at them like money. Yeah.
What the nigga?
I'm telling you, that's all you doing.
Ooh, the red light on.
That just shows y'all how my brain will collide things together and then be like, boom, that's what I need to do. That's how I need to approach it. So that's what I figured out. So even in my mobile bartending world, it's like, oh yeah, go. I'm gonna get you this booking. You gonna pay a vendor fee of $100. after the shift, you get your $100 back, and I'm throwing you a little something on top. So it's like I paid you $100, and I threw something on top, and you got to keep all your tips. Buddy, yeah.
Just to make sure that you're going to
do just to make sure that you show up, and you do the job, and you take it serious, and it's not a waste of my time or money. Because I have had scenarios where I just give away bookings to people, and then the party host is calling me like, girl, where the fuck is your bartender? Or calling me like, who is here? Like, can you tell her to smile?
They don't have this. They don't have my husband's head. Come get this.
I did a party where the hostess had already told me there were no shots, no shot o'clock, and no sexy red. Period. Those were her non-negotiables.
Like no, they can't play that music.
Yeah, like in her little contract that she sent us, she was like no shots, no shot o'clock, no sexy red, and no Glorilla. It was like a list. It was like a cold ass list of people for the DJ to like avoid playing. Right. And then for me, it was like no shots, no shot o'clocks. Like I don't give a fuck what they're talking about. Tell them nobody takes shots. And then she was like, "It's because she wants a comfortable, controlled environment."
That's dope.
So I told you that.
We need to implement that.
Yeah, I tried to implement drink counts around here, and C4 told me this his motherfucking show.
Because
he don't drink if he want to, however many he want to.
But I'm talking about for I'm not gonna speak on it because
for certain branches of things that we do. Yeah, I've said that before. Like I'm not one thing about me in the bartending world.
I'm not glad I made that rule.
No, you good here.
No, sometimes it's just a part of crowd control. Some things are just a part of crowd control. Some things are a part of consumption control too. Because the motherfucker see a free drink. And all of a sudden,
but it's open bar. We gotta do.
But I'm still the bartender. I'm still running this, and I still see you doing too much. You're drinking. You didn't sit here and drink a fist by yourself. Like, no, we're not gonna do that. I've seen it happen. I've seen people.
We drink
fists all the time.
Damn,
that's one.
That's how long the conversations go. But that's how I go when you don't.
I like when we drink a fist
from ancestors.
Now I'm glad you said that because since I have a cocktail class this weekend, one of the challenges that I'm doing a cocktail class.
Are they open to the public or are they private?
They're open to the public. My tickets are online on my website. I'll make sure I send you the link. Thank you. This is actually the 1 year anniversary.
Congratulations.
And my sixth class. So I do I try to do one class every season. So like early year class, you know, every quarter I'm trying to do one class, and then this will be my first 1 year class, so it's gonna be real cute too. Shout out to people who've been to the other classes. Make sure y'all bring y'all merch because everybody is basically slowly developing a bar kit. So like at the first class, everybody got a shaker.
I love that.
At the second class, everybody got their Grand Diamante shot glasses. At the third class.
Yeah, shot glasses?
Oh, yeah, they gave me a shitload of shot glasses. What? I didn't bring you no degrading in my tea.
Damn.
Look at me getting stuff they ain't got. Put the camera on me.
Damn.
Y'all got Grand Diamante shot glasses? Okay, cool. That's all I wanted to do. We're going to clip that. Not just
playing. Yeah, they
sent me. No, he told me they got them, though.
But he sent me some shot glasses and he sent me some nice bottle openers. So they got shot glasses, they got bottle openers. Damn. So at the next class, they'll get waist aprons. I mean aprons. They're not Grand Diamante, but they'll have wet bar aprons. Slowly as you keep going with the class, you get all your little things. Yeah, you get all your little shits. And then I'll have my alumni and my graduates.
I love that.
And it's so cute. And then it's one of the things that like grows with you because now you know me. Now I can teach you to host a class with your friends,
and you can start a certification program.
No, I help you. I talk about that in my class. Like if you're interested in taking this a little bit further, meet me after the class because I'm in the middle of right now. I'm becoming a
I do that too.
becoming a proctor.
How serious are you about this class?
Yeah.
I need to do a podcast.
Like, what levels
do you want to do? But I don't want to do that.
Because some people, they don't even pay attention.
Somebody just asked me that, and you know what I told them? I told them to, I'm going to send them the link, because you have an ebook.
If you don't want the ebook, then we can talk about it face-to-face.
No, in the last page of the ebook, there's a link to schedule a over-the-phone consultation. Period. That's how you do that. You do a consultation.
So now I got to add
a link.
Yeah, I want to
take the for real class.
Yes, you do. I'll produce a link for you.
I want to do the for real class version where you know, I'm really learning something, because what I've noticed is that these classes, because I do it too.
It's networking.
And, well, sometimes the classes, they're not really there for the class. They're there for the turnip. So I'm like, okay, half an ounce of oils now. And they're like, girl, I'm like,
we'll see. So
wait, you put too much.
The thing about my class that I'm big on, one, I hire me a staff. I don't let nobody pour shit for themselves no more.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what tool you give the motherfucker to measure 1 ounce, somehow you have 3 ounces in there.
It
and I just
says
don't.
It right here.
I just don't know why you kept filling them up and pouring more and more, like doing so. But it's all about crowd control.
That would be me.
And one of my big things that I do in the first 30 minutes of the class is all education.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to educate you about the different ranges that tequila goes through in production and how they're all produced. And then I do like trivia throughout the class about the education part. So in order for you to win the trivia prizes, you have to be paying attention in the first 30 minutes of the class. But mind you, we're literally getting loaded for the rest of the class, because you're about to taste 3 tequilas and you're about to make 3 cocktails and you're about to enter a show-off show where you make your own cocktail and like enter.
Ooh.
The
show. Yeah, we got to collab.
And you get a little certificate.
We got to collab.
You get a little certificate.
Because I'm doing the student of the month. Like, whoever makes the best candle, and you get featured in the store. And
I like that.
And your fragrance.
So, I like that, and I might sell your flavors.
I want a guy class. Like, that's the one thing I haven't done.
I got some shit.
You
got
to collab with my boy Coffee, because, you know, he does the Mindful Mondays and the meal. The meal.
I did a meal brunch that's where I launched the sneaker candles. But now that I wanted to incorporate the candle classes with the sneaker candles, I'm doing paint and sips, where you can paint a shoe. Because people always ask, oh, can I get the bread toes.
I'm down for that too.
Y'all can paint.
I did colors and cocktails for a while. So I can do instruction. I can do painting instruction for you.
Please.
I did colors and cocktails.
Yes, I just like to just sit and do the strokes. I don't want to have to quarter, 3, 2, lift. I don't just paint away. You come up with bring your shoe that you want to paint it like. I don't care. You do it.
I like that. And I'm trying to get into more craft and cocktail collaboration things. That's my 2025. Every month I'm determined.
Every month.
I love that.
To do a craft and cocktail collabing.
Well, I want craft and cocktail.
So we're doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're doing it.
My question was shit. What's next? Like
a shot.
What's next? I think what I've learned on this journey is that what's next is what keeps me shaking and grooving far too often. Mm-hmm. I think I need to take a step and just embrace all the elements that I've already put into the branding and elevate them. Right. I think that let's relaunch, let's reestablish our presence. Now that I've learned some things along the way, let me bring it full force and push it. I've done a lot of editing along the way, like, okay, now I'm doing this, now I'm taking this approach. I want to package it up and reset it up properly.
Right.
And then also what I've learned is being a creative, it makes it hard, because I'm like coming up with a new idea, now I'm doing this new idea, now I'm doing this, and they're all great, but I'm feeding the consumers too much.
Right.
Like, can you be mad that an entrepreneur manager don't exist? Like a person who just manage a motherfucker that
do a
lot of shit.
Yeah, I need somebody to be like I have people.
I used to be looking for a manager for mobile bartenders.
I have people who will be like, listen, this is great. To keep doing this. But I just feel like, oh, this song got y'all attention enough. Well, guess what? What else I could do? And it's like, oh, but that was great too. Like, I still have people who buy the same candles. Like, that have been buying them from the beginning. They still want Sunday morning. Girl, I didn't make 35,000 other flavors. You don't want to try one of these? So what I'm working on, I burn mine to the floor.
I thought you want
to
try that.
I love when I see a candle burn to the floor, because that means that was a good. The first thing I do is pick it up.
My mom used to scrape them and put them in a pot and then burn the wax. Like, here, now we still getting some more out of it. Mm. Now we're burning
the
house down. But, you know, I want to do a subscription box where I can stick with the OG elements of it and then also throw in the extra razzle-dazzle as I go.
Ooh,
that
way
the consumers can be like, okay, we're sticking with our same products, but now she keeps showing us this other stuff. Mm. Let me see what's up.
Put a little sample in it.
Yeah, without having to make the commitment of now I'm either going to get this candle or this candle because I don't want to spend.
That'd be dope. You might as well get into that.
Yeah, so those are my thoughts. Just doubling back, people, no matter what I bring out, sneaker candles, they're like, oh, those are great. You still have that massage candle that I was getting for the last 5 years? So I have to make sure the OGs still stick around.
Isn't that so crazy in the business, in the business of selling a personal business and being a face of a business and, like, people falling in love with your business? Isn't it so crazy?
I'm a candle lady
It's
now.
So hard to make people grow with you to the point that you have to, like, comfort yourself in the idea that's like, they make a batch of these Sunday morning motherfucking candles for this bitch.
No, for real, because she been rocking
like,
me.
I'm so sick of this bitch. I literally have had to ask the manufacturer to make me a half pint of this flavor because I'm only making it for you. I mean, you buy six of them a year, so I'm not mad. You're consistent, so I'm not mad. But this ain't even a popular flavor no more.
Have you heard of this one right here? So I got to just kind of...
And then you try to slide in. You got to slide it to them. You got to just...
I slide all the time. I'll be like, here, try this. I'm like, oh, this is the best thing you ever made.
Yeah, I told you.
Can I get a Sunday boy? Girl, here.
Literally, I had one in my car because I knew you was gonna say that. Yeah. You're so annoying. Here you go.
Having candles in my car is wild. I feel like the trunk man. I feel like people.
You know what's funny?
When people see me and we got candles, why would I have candles when we have at the school?
Because you got candles for us, don't you?
Do you know today I took every single bar and food thing out of my car because I wonder why people always ask me. I know. You know what? Okay, question. So, question. Can we have the candle right now? Because I want to smell it right now.
We'll have to talk offline about it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But let's take a shot to this and let's get everybody your information, like, so we can let people know where to find you at so we can get these sales correct.
Do you have one for us? Yeah. Do you have a toast for us?
I was waiting.
Do you have a little toast?
Might as well do it again.
Oh,
yeah. You have one for us?
Three times.
More life.
More life.
More life.
Salute. You know, see how that went down smoother? It was no minimal faces made.
Yeah.
Into the toast situation. Like, I see people at Bajo, Trabajo.
I heard that too.
Trabajo is the first thing that popped up.
Good job.
Hey, shout out to Scantino, man. It's making all these shots and drinks. Tastes wonderful, I swear.
This is not
a paid sponsor. We don't do nothing here. If it's good, it's good.
Girl, that's water.
I have not tried it. Go and try
water,
it.
Water, naturally flavored from grapes.
Yeah, Stentino water.
Naturally
flavored
from grapes is wine.
We use this for everything.
Listen, don't you like that? It's literally water influenced by wine.
Oh.
It's luxury.
It does go down.
I mean, water.
It does go down slow.
I literally use it for all of the drinks that we make, first of all. And my son drink all the ones I keep at the house. But these are
my house. Like, I'm a Sentino girl.
Can I drink this?
Yeah,
I'm a Sentino girl. And I like when people be like, what's that? I'd be like, Stentino.
Yeah, like
we're
gonna bring it to the West Coast. It's not even out here yet. This is exclusive to Open Bar Podcast at this point.
Yeah, it's like, actually very exclusive.
Yeah, we got a few things exclusive.
So whenever you're ready, we would love to have our exclusive candle on the bar.
Yeah,
like a little monthly
mold for the Open Bar.
Like a little monthly. We would join you. We would join your subscription. We would get us a little monthly candle.
No, for real. Because then we got other shows that we're trying to create too. So
yeah,
we can have it on there and have it lit somewhere, like for sure. I've seen other people that did podcasts.
Yeah, because I have sneakers. I got YSL molds, Chanel molds, like the luxury brand type vibes. Yeah, I have a Chanel, YSL.
You got to promote that more on your page because I did not see none of that.
They're on there, but they're more so on Reels. That's why I was like, I got to
You gotta
figure out. I'm writing so many pages.
I just made another picture today. Yeah. And I really did not want to. And they was like, Champagne, you cannot.
I was just talking to my brother today.
The Big Bite. The Big Bite.
We got the Black Label.
If y'all don't follow the Big Bite, go follow the Big Bite.
That's why it was funny when you said how big your back gonna be. The name of my food brand is called Big Bites.
Big Bites. Big Bites.
Yeah. Ain't nothing small around here.
I heard that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You don't want a Big Bite. You don't want a Big Bite. Because you know you see people taste something and they take that little bite? That's I always tell them, like,
I'm a big gopher.
Take a big bite. Like, don't play with me. Take a big bite. Get all
of
them.
The thing I won't do is I don't take bites of cookies. Like, that's disrespectful. Don't offer me a bite of a cookie.
What do you mean?
I know, like, a bite of a cookie is crazy.
It's crazy. Like, I
Oh, you're talking about, like, a portion of a cookie?
Yeah, like... Yeah. I respect the big bite, but don't give me a bite.
Can't share no cookie.
Now, you use the very interesting word there.
What?
Portion. Have y'all ever looked at the portion of stuff?
Yes.
An Oreo, do you know an Oreo is two portions?
Yes, that's how they got us with the Big Mac.
But it got three rows.
That's why I'm back for it.
No, one Oreo.
Oh, one Oreo.
Wait, one Oreo, three
He's speaking to my soul because he know I'm eating one row at a time. He know I'm eating one. I got to eat that.
I'm getting whatever stack.
It's like you get a row, I get a row, she get a row. It's no, like,
whatever stack can fit in my fingers, that's a start, and then I'm a double back. Whatever can fit in my back.
I'm taking a whole row, goddamn. And the ones that come with three portions, like the little one.
Three portions is crazy.
Ooh, have you ever ordered the box of them and then opened the box and it was the individually wrapped ones? It'd be making me so mad.
Which one? Wait, what?
You know, you order like a box of Oreos, like you buy the box ones. I mean, like you don't order them, but when you buy cookies and stuff like Costco, I thought that they were the rolls, and then when I opened it, they were like all two cookies individually wrapped, and I was like,
"Oh no!" Those
I was like, "The thing I don't like about
that's
this,
like the small two packs."
You never seen
exactly. Why would Oreo make a package of just two cookies?
Because they're supposed to be like snacks. Like, you know how you get a
lunchable? Snack is what? Did you just say this is a snack?
Boy,
a stack is a snack. A stack is a snack. We
That's
have got
the kids' snacks. Those are for children. Those are for the children.
Exactly, which is why I didn't like it.
A stack is a snack. Now you're getting into your big bites. Okay, I'm not going to say what I want to say, but I'm saying you're getting into your big bites.
Because
that's across the board, a stack is a snack.
You better market the fuck out of
I am. I, you know I make a shirt. So
yeah.
You should have a back cut out, too.
Period.
Yeah,
I like side. You know, I'm so
tell the people to find you at. We're going to be here till tomorrow.
I'm sorry, guys.
Right here, it's you.
You can find me at MS Miss Millie, first of all. Make no mistakes. MS underscore MILLIE underscore. It's Millie with an IE. Make no mistakes. And then you can also find me at Melt by Millie at MELT period BY period MILLIE.
Ooh.
Coco Awards. Black.
Oh,
Label.
Tell us about that. Do we have time? What time is it?
No, there's so much. That's what I was like.
We got to squeeze in the Coco Awards because I'm interested in that too.
Oh, the Coco Awards. Let's talk about that real briefly.
So shout out to the Coco Awards. My brother, Shoot by Scoop. We just did our 6th annual award show. Mm-hmm. The whole premise of the award show is to celebrate culture and outstanding achievement. So we award entrepreneurs that are local. They pay it forward. So all of our nominees actually pay it forward by nominating someone the next year. Okay. So that category just keeps going. It's all about collaboration over competition. So that's how we keep it flowing. Ideally, we like you to nominate somebody within your genre, your niche. Mm-hmm. You doing photography.
Giving the person their flowers.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope. I'm with that.
So that's the concept behind
that's what
the
that's kind of like what this is about. Like everybody's doing entrepreneurship.
I appreciate that's why when you guys see me, I'm like, first of all,
I got the memo. I got the email. I got the conversation. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, this is such a full circle moment just being here. So I appreciate the reach out and the outreach that was made on both parties to get me here. I really appreciate that. But yeah, that's what we're all about for the Coco Awards. It's all about networking, building and expanding your community. We put people in rooms with other people they never thought about being in the same room with. You know, people who have millions and trillions of game to just give to the next person next door. You can want to start something. We're going to put you in a room with somebody who made it. made it happen, and share that game with you. Unsolicited, no money exchange, just, hey, you here to
learn?
We
here, we talking.
Putting you in the right place, because it's all about being in the right room. Right.
This
right
sounds time. Like an interactive TED Talk, like a TED Talk at work.
Yeah, so that's what it's all about. we're building. It's a community. I love all the work that my brother has done with the show.
Is that your blood brother?
It's my blood brother, same mother, same father.
Okay.
Yes, we're 3 years apart. I'm somehow became Scoop sister, even though I'm the oldest. So now I'm Scoop sister, and
man, you
I'm supporting.
That's it. He just going a little harder than you.
No, he's definitely putting on for the fam, for sure. He is like literally
hardcore. Oh, he's in the background right here. He's yeah. going to lean up a little bit.
No, he's definitely putting on for the fam.
He's back there working.
Put it back. Call. There you go. Yeah. Boom. Put it back. There you go.
Oh, no, he didn't. No, he did not. Oh. I was going to say he had been handling business, making deals. I was in deals for the family.
That's funny.
For the legacy. No, shout out to Ox Legacy. But that's really what it's about, is creating generational wealth, circulating the black dollar, and building community. So that's what we do on the show. I went actually from guest. I didn't even know what he was doing. Mm-hmm. He invited me and my sister, our other sister, one night, like, oh, I'm doing this award show. We pulled up in the most random place, and then it was just talent immediately. Like, I wanted to cry. I was where did he meet
these
people?
He put it on.
Who are these people? There was a red carpet. There was a separate piece. I'm like, what the hell? And this is like,
so before, was this like your first business collab with your brother, or like your first time showing up to like a big production?
No, because he did music. So I used to be at his shows in the audience.
Have he been on the show?
We gonna get him. We back here.
I'm just making it. Y'all gotta get to him, because you know, sometimes
y'all gotta get slip on the show. Y'all gotta
sometimes
get slip
some
on
people
show.
Don't get the mind their business. Other people get the mind their business.
I've been following his journey from the land. The view of the
sometimes.
Big sis. Yeah, no, I've been following his journey for a while from the view of the big sis. Like, oh, what are you doing? Please.
That's lit.
Oh, you're great. Okay, good.
I feel like
so,
that.
So, just seeing him grow and develop as a man, as an entrepreneur, as a force in the community has been admirable, and I appreciate now being a part of it, and just being, not that I have never been a part of it before in certain capacity, but just being on the ground,
being able to help grow.
Yeah, like, what do you need? Yeah. What do we need? Yeah. You know, and being able to support him from that space is
to
a blessing.
Step in and be your, and play your part.
Yeah,
because
he does his role very well, and I come in and add the razzle dazzle and make it all come together.
Yeah.
So
you're not an employee, you're an associate.
I'm an associate. I'm a
what
consultant.
She said earlier,
I'm
colleague.
Yeah. I like that she said that.
Colleague.
It is.
Business partner.
This is my colleague.
For sure. Yeah. So I went from that
to... I only went back to the episode. You was like, yeah. Because like, I really think like that. Anybody I work with, I don't...
It makes sense.
We're not... You're not my employee. Because she used to call me boss.
That's what the
that used to
if
be
you ever see a running joke thing. On our show, you work here, I work here, like where you work at, like I work here.
She always said
that's like here? A running show joke in Open Bar Podcast, because I used to be like, you know, I used to be making like, you know, like, I would like that, like, you know, like, I report to him type of thing, and he would get so like, don't say that to me. Don't talk to me like that. Don't call me that. Like, we're each other peers. Like, this doesn't work without you. It doesn't work without me. Like, it doesn't work without us. So we are here, like, which is the above you, below you, right here with you. So it all works in line. So the joke of like, what you doing? Like, I work here. Like, I'm doing my job. You know, so
exactly.
She come in here and be like, who work here? Because when I be like, don't.
Yeah, he be trying to say all kind of stuff. Like, who work here, though? I really work here. Like,
sometimes you
got to
let people play their role.
I feel like we all
work.
That's the most important.
Let me work at my job, please.
Yeah.
You let me work at my job.
Y'all all working towards a common goal, and that's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that. But no, I definitely appreciate that episode. I was just like, yeah, I resonated so much with what you were saying, especially about being a boss. Like, I am the homie. Like, I don't want to be the bad cop. I don't want to have to put my foot down. Like, I want to work alongside people who are in alignment and have the same vision and believe in me.
Unless you're working with people who don't have the concept and the brain capacity.
That's hard, too, because I've been around folks.
People to be on the same level, because then that makes
difficult.
The situation different.
It does make it difficult,
so
especially when it's your friends.
You surround yourself with people.
Let's mind your
like
business.
Like
when you try to got put
you
people
drink, take that shot.
Oh, you babysitting?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I looked down. I said, "Why is that looks?"
First of all, this came out of nowhere.
That is wet.
And then I was like,
"That was the last shot." No, that was the last shot we just did.
I already took it. Oh, you didn't take it?
She didn't take it.
I thought I did.
Yeah!
She thought she took it. No, first of all,
one thing I'm gonna do at my job. I'm gonna work.
Excuse me,
I'm gonna work.
Listen,
take that shot and then back. She was
gonna have me at the end of the episode talking about this is Miss Millie from the. Say it 20 times. No, I see how y'all do people.
The more
this is.
We got to
put out a blue line.
Tenth drink.
Hey, no, that's funny because.
If you niggas be up here sweating to my head again.
What do you mean? We just.
I don't mind.
They just shot.
Yeah. I can wait to the
come
end.
On, come on now. Come
when
on.
When the credit's supposed to go up, I'll be still watching. Like,
what's up? Answer the question because now she been watching me the episodes at this
point. I'm on a podcast. I'm on a podcast. That's I hate when production does that. I'm like,
I did a good ass little drink making thing the other day. They want to post it. I said, I said so many things wrong. Oh. They both could not figure out what
she's
I even said wrong.
It's just
I was supposed to take
that. Oh, no, that wasn't the shot. That was the Stentino.
Oh, okay. That was the water.
Yeah.
Look, she was so scared.
No, I drank it like, no, this
is crazy. Okay, so my question is, in the candle business, let's mind your business. In the candle business, have you had any really, really insane interactions with people that just make you be like, bitch, I'm just trying to sell some candles.
Girl, yes. First of all,
tell me the most crazy.
I sell massage candles. So just like you immediately went to BDSM.
I'm going to wait for this conversation.
Like,
I'm gonna lie to you.
First of all, I have considered going into the business of giving massages because it just goes hand in hand. It makes sense. But again, I always want to be a part of everything. So I'm like, can I sell the candles and be rubbing on people at the same time? So I bought a chair every day.
So this is why the candle is good for you.
Yeah, you see what you can do here about burning.
You see how I'm unknotting his back?
So I got to get my skills up, first of all, for all that. But then I do get a bunch of that.
Back is diabolical.
You get a lot of people who be like, you going to come use it on me?
They be trying to linger on my fingertips. Yo, yeah, it's soft. Oh, do you rub people? Do you do the massage? You private session?
I'm so funny.
Looking over their frames, I'm like... I be wanting to, when those type of people come to the table, I be wanting to scoop the candle to the back. This nigga about to be on some extra. What's
that's
up?
Racist.
What did you need?
First of all.
Because first of all, I know you.
Men are supposed to be assertive and aggressive, period. I'm not saying creepy, because it's a line.
They get so excited.
But to judge him before he get there, like, let me move this out the way. He looked like
No, not before he gets there. Like, once he starts talking. Like,
she knows what she's talking about.
I know. Okay. You know, you read the room.
And this is how I know what she's talking about. Because
people come to
having tables. Any reason to touch somebody is inviting the crazy interaction. And so on her part, she's like, sometimes I got to read the intro.
Definitely.
Sometimes. Because if you walk right up and say, hey, beautiful, what you selling?
Exactly, the candles is on display.
We're closed. We are closed.
We're not closed, but all we got is car freshener. hang them in your car, they go crazy. Smell it.
The candles will be on display.
I wouldn't find a single reason for me and you to touch, to go skin to skin. Oh, it ain't gonna happen.
God.
I'll be. I'm a bartender. You know what people say?
Just cash at me, please.
Wet bar. Ooh, I know that drink gonna be wet.
Oh my God.
Motherfucker, it's liquid. Like, it
so
can
y'all
only
know
be
find us at Open Bar Podcast _ on Instagram. I'm not trying to catch you all, but yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? You know, you'd be terrified.
OpenBarPodcast.com. Really, I appreciate you for pulling the fuck up and
thank
keeping
you
your word,
me.
First of all, because we had a lot of missteps this weekend. You know,
really?
We're about to change a few policies.
No, I had
shout out to everybody who support. And everybody who's been watching and tuning in and checking out the reels.
Everyone who's a part of our 1 million downloads.
We got 1 million downloads.
We are over 1 million downloads. Yes, I'm going
to
say it on
y'all
every show.
Y'all look out for the party we about to have. We about to celebrate this with the team. But on top of that, it's been a lot of people that's been supporting the TikTok the Instagram, just checking us out, you know, and we've been doing the right things.
Who's running our socials? Now let me pick y'all brain.
I'm going to get a team for that. I'm going to try to get a team
But right now,
yeah. I'm trying my best. You know,
doing a good job.
Doing what I'm supposed to. Trying to do what I'm supposed to do. But anyway, we all for me.
Look at my hand. This is why I said I can't. I got to make sure. Do it back to C4. This is why I said I got to make sure I'm minding my hands.
Why is your butt? It like ain't nothing there but a hand.
That's what I said. When he panned the camera and I was like, I have. Because I'm on black. That's and the wall crazy. Is black. Yeah. And we have really, really good coloration. Right now, Carby does his shit with the coloration. So it's like, that's how you know the blacks is blacking. Mm-hmm. Even the mouth and shit. Cool. You know?
But yeah, no, but shout out to everybody to support. Everybody's been here since, you know, day one or day two or just been here.
Some people still catching on. That's cool.
Yeah, it is.
You know, we shout out to the new people. For sure. You know, tell us what you like. Tell us what y'all want
to
see.
Comment on our videos. Comment on the Instagram. Talk to us. We talk back.
If y'all have some sidebars that y'all want us to do, like extra questions y'all have for C4, because I'm trying to get him into that.
See, I'm not.
That's what I was just about to say. I'm trying to get him into that. He's trying to put in the work, though. But I want him to Patreon the extra.
It's a lot of stuff that should be on that, but it's like.
I get it.
Man of many talents.
I get it. Yeah.
Thank you, C4, for everything you do for us.
For sure. I'm here for. The idea was to create a networking podcast,
and I
go out and have fun. I drink, and every time I drink, I'm meeting good people. So the podcast is where it landed. So shout out to everybody who been supporting and who's been here and who's, you know, supported. Shout it out, look that. Shout out to Kiana. I had to shout her out for sure because I left her out on something. So. She's been a big part about it too.
Yes.
If anybody want to be a part of the show, who want to come on, who has a business or inspiring or entrepreneur who wants to talk about their journey, so we can transmit that to people who might want to do the thing that they want to do. Come on the podcast. Definitely hit us up. Bar Talk at openbarpodcast.com. All right, go on to Instagram. DM us openbarpodcast_. And yeah. It's a long story.
It's
a long story. It's getting to where it needs to go. You know, we still in development. So
yeah, we all
it's getting where it needs to go though. So
we're always on a continuum.
You know,
for sure.
Thank you for being with us. Absolutely. Thank you for joining. I'm sorry I was late.
It's all good.
But I'm glad that you
came. Like that though.
Right on time.
You got something to say,
Tom? No, just follow bigbites.event. You feel me? If you've had a drink with me, come have a bite with me. You feel me? That's my whole thing. If you've had a drink with
her, talk
about it.
If you had a drink with her, come have a bite with her. And then on top of that, come have a conversation with her.
Come have a conversation with me at the Open Bar Podcast. This is absolutely one of my favorite things to tell people that I'm a part of.
Yes.
And I'm like so blessed to be taking a secondary seat to somebody who is so fire and
When you bring so much to the show, for sure.
I'll be getting drunk and talking too much. So
no, but you definitely bring a lot to the show.
You keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it going.
For sure.
But yeah, tune in. Thank y'all.
Bars open.
Bars open.